happen, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah, your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me.
Hello and welcome to West Glasgow New Church. Here's Daniel with the announcements.
After today's service, there'll be a coffee and chat. The link for that is in the yellow sheet, which is a separate link from this service, so you'll have to click on that through the yellow sheet. There'll be a talk on Thursday with Neil Dickinson about the history of the Brethren in Glasgow. That link will also be in the yellow sheet. Please pray for the return of schools on the 15th of March at Barkehill, which we hope is going to go ahead on the weekend of the 4th to the 6th of June. And also for our amazing pianist Stuart Mitchell, who has recently been diagnosed with cancer, and he is in the QEUH, Ward 8B, if you wish to send a card. The YF have spent the last few weeks delving into the Psalms. Having been introduced to the background and structure of the Psalms, we then learned about the leader's favourite Psalms, and also looked at the idea of the Psalms being an expression of our relationship with God. This service will use a blog post by P.A. Early called Psalms Orientation, Disorientation and Reorientation as a structure for them to share their varying emotions and changing relationships with God.
And here's Fergus to open the service in prayer.
Let us pray. God of love, thank you for your faithfulness. You are always with us, even though we might often find ourselves trusting in things which ultimately cause more harm than good. Draw our hearts closer to yours and help us to trust in your strength and love. Amen.
The largest book in the Bible is the Psalms. You would be hard-pressed to find a book throughout the scriptures that speaks more clearly to what it means to be a human being than the Psalms. This worship book is packed with an incredible breadth of emotion that oftentimes comes across as shocking to those who think that prayer and worship is all roses. The writers of the Psalms face real circumstances in the real world that try our patience, our stamina, and our faith. They speak out of their own lived experiences in a Godward direction. The people of God had benefited for thousands of years because of the raw, vulnerable places to which the writers give poetic expression. Old Testament scholar and theologian Walter Brueggemann points out that the Psalms basically decrypt three experiences we face as human beings in relation to God. He describes them as the Psalms of orientation, disorientation, and reorientation. Please use the chat function to share your responses and or use a notebook to jot down thoughts or doodles as we share the psalms, songs, poems, signs and prayers that depict our experiences of orientation, disorientation and reorientation with God.
Psalms of orientation speak of things like creation, wisdom and the favour of God. An example would be Psalm 8. I look up at your heavens, shaped by your fingers, at the moon and the stars you set firm. What are human beings that you spare a thought for them, or the child of Adam that you care for them? Here we see David totally orientated towards God. He's thinking clearly and full of worship and wonder at God in the light of his creation. He not only knows who the Maker is, he knows the Maker himself, and his Maker knows him too. He is at peace in this beautiful world, knowing he's not just part of creation in general, but that he uniquely belongs to God. He's humble in light of this reality and worship pours from his mouth. David is genuinely impressed with God. Have you ever felt that way? Where were you? On a retreat? In your living room? Last Christmas? Yesterday? Or 5 years ago? How did you feel then? Here are some images and commentary from the youth that illustrate when they feel orientated towards God.
Creation sings the Father's song. He calls the sun to wake the dawn and run the course of day till evening falls in crimson rays. His fingerprints in flakes of snow, his breath upon the spinning globe. He charts the eagle's flight, commands the newborn baby's cry.
Hallelujah, fill the towards God is not our only experience as Christians. Rather, not unlike the characters of the Old Testament, we go through sometimes extended seasons of feeling totally disorientated in our relationship with God, ourselves, and the world around us. During times of disorientation, we get a better grip on what it means to walk by faith and not by sight, to believe in spite of not feeling or experiencing the powerful presence of God gives the word faith a bit more grip. It is in the seasons of disorientation that life just doesn't make sense. Things have fallen apart at school, at work, or at home, or in a relationship, and we're left in a thick fog full of questions and doubts. Psalms of disorientation are both publicly and privately sung in the Old Testament. These honest words of anger, hurt, depression, despair, and deep questioning of God permeate the psalm. An example would be Psalm 13. How long, God, will you forget me? Forever? How long will you turn your face away from me? Feeling disorientated can go on for hours, days, weeks, months, and for some, even years. We are now going to hear a poem by Anna McLaren.
The world aches, scarred and rearranged, broken into pieces under weary gaze. Pangea and Eden gone, and yet we still belong. The pain passes, sunspelt shadows clearing like it was never here, and though it lingers underfoot, new life takes root. All I knew then was that I was small, and everything was so colourful, and then there was you, the echo of something old renewed, and that feeling of being tiny grew when I realised all that you could do, that your breath stirred life and ocean waves, that your fingers spun the axis plates, and I stumbled, fell into things I never should have known, stopped listening to the echo and tried to move beyond. I thought that you had left me in my falling, that you wouldn't hear my calling and that I landed in your palms. Your hands closed tight around me and you led me safely home, told me you had been there through all that I had done. At last, I understood. I'm still small, the world's still big, but bigger still, there's you. And although the dark seeks to destroy, the only truth in all of this is that you, my God, are good.
Before moving on to reorientation, let's sit in this fog for one more second. What has caused disorientation in your life? When did God stop making sense to you? When did your faith start to dry up? Do you try to fake it until you make it? Does anybody know that you're feeling disorientated? How are you coping with it? Why don't you take it to somebody today who you love and can be trusted, that will listen patiently and pray with you?
Thankfully, as Anna illustrated in her poem, disorientation is never the final word. Rather, over and over again, we see psalms of reorientation. These are where the psalmist has experienced God as his rescuer. Listen to the words of Psalm 73. My heart grew, my affections dried up. I was stupid and uncomprehending, a clumsy animal in your presence. Even so, I stayed in your presence. You grasped me with your right hand. You will guide me with advice, and you will draw me in the wake of your glory. Who else is there for me in heaven? And with you, I lack nothing. You can feel the joy in his soul as he emerges from the fog and has clarity again. His heart and mind are filled with praise and gratitude that God came through. God made a way. Just when things got their darkest, God's grace burst onto the scene in a brilliant light. One of the youth has picked the following song, Rescue by Lauren Deagle, to express their feelings of reorientation with God. They would like to remain anonymous, but said, I chose this song because it reminds me, when I feel like no one is there, God is. Just there, not judging, not trying to find a solution, not even waiting for an explanation. Just there.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your. Send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. Your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS.
Today, and we are going to do that in a traditional Anglican Nigerian way, and Tunde is going to lead us through that.
Offering the bread. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this bread to offer, which the heart has given and human hand have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever. Amen.
Offering the wine. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to offer fruit of the vine and work of human hand. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever. Amen.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. For everything in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and all your own do we give back to you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Perhaps today you feel oriented around who God is and what he has done. Maybe today is another day for you to walk in faith, feeling fairly disoriented. Or maybe today might be the day that God reorients your perspective and heart around his love for you. Whatever the case may be, perhaps look into the Psalms. Could just be what you need. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you that although the world is in such chaos right now, you have brought all of us through to this point. Thank you that we can still connect as a church and share in your word. Thank you that despite the things we may be struggling with right now, there's always solace to be sought in you. Thank you for spring, for the promise of new life and the promise of change. Please be with us as we continue towards lockdown restrictions easing and as we face uncertainty around Brexit and the political climate. Please help us see these things from a Christian perspective and show us how your work is good in this world. Please help us to embody our religion in a way that brings hope and not judgment. And finally, thank you for all of those who are working to help others in your name. And please help all of us to live like this. Amen. So thank you for joining us this morning. We will be signing off with a song called Sparrow by Corey Asbury. When the song is finished playing, please feel free to join us for a virtual coffee and a chat via the other Zoom link in the yellow sheet, which will also be posted in the chat here. We'll go into small groups in breakout rooms if there are a large number of people joining. Thanks again, and we'll see you at the communion service or here again next week.
The sparrow's not worried about tomorrow or the troubles to come. The lily's not thinking about the seasons, the drought or the flood. The tree that's planted by the water isn't fazed by the fire. So why should I be? 'Cause you take good care of me. You take good care of me. You know what I need before I even ask a thing. You hold me in your hands with the kindness that never ends. I'm carried in your love no matter what the future brings. And you take the sun's not worried about the winter, 'cause soon it will pass. The light's not thinking about the darkness or the shadow it casts. A heart that's planted in forgiveness doesn't dwell in the past. So why should I be? 'Cause you take good care of me. You take good care of me. You know what I need before I even ask a thing. You hold me in your hands with the kindness that never ends. I'm carried in your love no matter what the future brings. Yeah, you take good care. Your kindness, I know there's got to be more.